Thanks, Sean. The movie that I'm going to be reviewing today is The Accountant, which stars Ben Affleck, J.K. Simmons, Anna Kendrick, and John Bernthal. Ben Affleck plays the titular accountant, who, due to his superior mathematical skills, is often sought out by criminal organizations to help launder their money. The plot kicks off when Ben Affleck's character, Sebastian Wolfe, is hired by a robotics facility to find out who's been stealing money from the company. And in true thriller fashion, nothing is as it seems. The movie itself is a bit of a mixed bag. One of the things that I do love about the film is the characters. They're so wonderfully written, and having Ben Affleck's stoic character, having a unique form in the form of Anna Kendrick's happy-go-lucky character, is really wonderful to watch. Another thing that I liked about one of the main characters, the Sebastian Wolfe, is that he, from a young age, the character was actually diagnosed with autism, which I feel is a unique way of representing people with mental conditions on the screen. The character's condition is never played directly for laughs or for drama, and is one facet of his character, rather than it being his defining trait. Unfortunately, I feel that the fascinating characters that were brought to life in this film were seriously let down by the story. For instance, J.K. Simmons' character that works in the FBI has no real plot relevance to the story, so it ends up with his character reminiscing on his experiences with the accountant, but it doesn't actually drive the story forward, meaning that it ends up making his scenes feel like a bit of filler, since they don't have any relevance to the accountant, nor does he even encounter the accountant in any scenes. It's a bit of a wasted opportunity, since this could have been a really interesting story, having the main character being pursued actively by the FBI, who end up in the film only pursuing him in the final act. And even then, they don't actually find him. The story itself even sets up Ben Affleck's character as someone that the criminal masterminds of the underworld turn to whenever they need some help with accounting and using his mathematical skill set. Unfortunately, this is never really shown in the film itself, since he ends up taking a legitimate job in the robotics facility. I also have some gripes with the direction as well, since it also utilizes shaky cam, which is something of an annoyance to me at least. And I think that a lot more thriller films really should rely on it a lot less than they already do. Ultimately, I felt that the film was pretty forgettable. The story really wasn't that easy to try and follow, since it kept getting muddled with flashbacks and cutaways to FBI scenes, which had no relevance to the story. Plus a lot of exposition. So a layman such as myself couldn't really understand what was going on, since I don't know anything about finance and what exactly was the bad guy's plan at the end of the film. So hopefully, if they ever do decide to make a sequel, that they can try and work on their pacing issues to try and make it a bit more concise, because to be honest, the story was all over the place, and that they can make it a lot shorter and to try and keep it to the modern day and to keep it on the characters that are related to the plot. By all means, J.K. Simmons' character was interesting in his own right, but if he ever appears again in another film, like a follow-up, then they need to make his character more relevant to the plot. Sadly, I'm going to have to give this film a thumbs down, simply because even though the characters are really interesting to watch on the screen, the story is nothing really special, and the plot itself is a bit difficult to follow at times. Back to you, Sean.